This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Millions have them, and state prosecutors hope one of them contains crucial evidence in a double murder case.
Alexa comes with a price.
Timothy Verrill is accused of murdering 48-year-old Christine Sullivan and 32-year-old Jenna Pellegrini. Authorities say they were stabbed to death at this Farmington home in January of 2017. As Verrill awaits trial, a judge has granted the state's request to access recordings of an Amazon Echo smart speaker, which was in the kitchen at the time Christine Sullivan was killed.
I think most people probably don't even realize that Alexa is taking account of what's going on in your house in addition to responding to your demands and commands.
UNH law professor Albert Scherr says this is becoming more common. Prosecutors believe the Echo, which uses Alexa voice commands, might have recorded audio of the moment Sullivan was attacked, as well as the removal of her body. State police have the speaker, and now the judge is telling Amazon to turn over the recordings from its server.
The Attorney General's office was smart not to just say, hey, we got possession of Alexa, the dot, so to speak. We can get do whatever we want with it. They were smart to get an order from the court.
Amazon says it won't release any customer information until a valid legal demand has been properly served.
Do you own an Alexa or whatever the Google? There's two different ones. There's an Amazon one, Echo, right? And then there's the Alexa. Do you own one? Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to, KJRadio.com. I have said in my house, I will not have anything close to that. I will not have Alexa. Look, I get it. It can be convenient. Hey, listen, make sure the oven's on. They do. They give you these commercials that tell you it's doing all these different things for you. You know what it's doing? It is recording everything you do in your house. The things you don't even think about. Now, does it have good implications? It absolutely does. If you think of it for only what it's supposed to do, it's an amazing thing. Did I turn the iron off? No. If not, go ahead and turn it off if you've got smart switches in your house. Most people don't. You know, you'd have to get upgraded stuff. But you know all these appliances are going to be interconnected at some point where it'll be Echo approved. It'll be Alexa approved. And it'll allow you to turn things on and turn things off. They're going to make it practically impossible for you to not do it. The only way I will do it is if it's only something that is in my possession that I have, because I will not turn that data over to Google or Facebook or Amazon or any of these other people, because that's what they want. They want the data. Can you imagine for just a second people knowing every minute aspect of your life and how you go about it? They know when you get up. They know when you turn on the bathroom sink to brush your teeth. They know the temperature of the water that you need to bathe with. They know how often you do laundry. They know how often you cook at what temperatures, possibly even what you're cooking, because they're hearing you do it. It's doing your can you imagine it's doing your grocery shop and it's telling you, hey, you're out of stuff. It's looking in your refrigerator and telling you, you're out of this. Very convenient, right? Yeah, things that you've done for yourself. You look in the kitchen, you go in the refrigerator, you go, oh, geez, we're down on milk. I'll put that on the list. It already does it for you. You look in there, it goes, you know, I've analyzed the contents of your refrigerator. Here are the things you can make. Here are the things you might make if you buy two or three more ingredients. Wouldn't that be convenient? Sure. Making it more convenient. It's like the remote control, you know, to your TV. You no longer have to get up to change, turn it on, turn it off, to turn the channels, etc. And it's really it's fun to do it at the onset. It's very nice, right? It's a huge convenience until you realize it's recording everything. I want you to imagine in a divorce decree, in a divorce settlement, one of you, your wife, who maybe, or husband, we'll make it work both ways, is setting you up. So that person does things and says things, so you have to, you know, respond a particular way. They're baiting you. And Alexa's recording it all. They're doing things to make that work in their favor. And they do it. And you and the judge hears it and says, well, you were pretty mean-spirited in answering. And you're like, well, yeah, because, you know, they asked me this question knowing this, that, or the other. Alexa doesn't make any nuances. It doesn't understand what gets your goat. You know, it was funny. We, during the time of George Bush, when he passed the Patriot Act, everybody was it's a terrible what it's doing to us. You know, it's taking away all of our rights. And, you know, they can come in and they can do this, that, and the other. Let me tell you, you can say something on Alexa that could trigger an IRS audit. You can say something on Alexa that could trigger DEA to come to your house. It could be joking. You could be just playing a game and asking stupid questions about drugs or whatever, and you could trigger some people knocking down your door. You could trigger CPS coming to your house because some kid, something happens to one of your kids, and you say, oh, let him get up, you know, walk it off, boy, you know, whatever. You have no clue. Repeat, you have no clue what this item in your home that seems innocuous, seems no big deal, has the potential to do to ruin your life. I don't want to get all William Shatner on you, but I'm just telling you, this is a problem. And here, now, in this case, it may have caught a criminal. So we say, well, look at that, Kevin. It caught a criminal. Yeah. Congratulations. If you, look, I'm not going to tell you not to put it in your house. I'm telling you, I'm not putting it in mine. And it isn't because of anything that I feel like I'm doing. It is none of these people's business to know what I do in my home. Period. That's why they call it the privacy of your own home. And, you know, every time you buy that device, because it verifies that you turned off the did I shut the garage door? I don't know. Let me check the security camera. Yes, you did. Oh, by the way, I also noted that, you know, you bought your new porn from Walmart or wherever. I don't know. But you get what I'm saying. I know you get what I'm saying. And we're willing to sacrifice this because from where we sit, we're like, well, hey, it's a convenience. It is convenient. But you know what? Aren't there some things you can do in life? Can't you remember that you cut the iron off? Or have a backup something? For example, irons now cut themselves off after a while. Coffee pots cut themselves off after a while. We've gotten smarter in our electronics. If the garage door is up, can you call a neighbor and say, Chuck, can you look out the window and see if my garage door is shut for me? I mean, does everything have to be so convenient? Look, your phone is very convenient. How many of you have programmed it to the where it just does everything for you? Not many of us. But I don't think you need Alexa to organize your life to the degree that you have to do nothing. Dangerous.
Is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed. And they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs. And it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community.
So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover guitar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable for the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA. Go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
It's all now. It's breathtaking, and nobody in the Republican Party or in the Democratic Party has stood up and said, we're going to stop this. This will not stand. No one is saying this about his picking of Whitaker. How come?
That's Chris Matthews having a conniption over the Whitaker appointment, and the fact that he says nobody's willing to stand up. I talked about this earlier and said to myself, what do the Democrats expect? I mean, there's a hierarchy of people that Sessions had working for him in the FBI. It was Sessions, Rod Rosenstein, Whitaker, whatever. I don't know the lineage. I just know that every organization has a top to bottom. And Whitaker, once Sessions is gone, Rod Rosenstein is otherwise occupied, trying to run interference for Democrats, part of the deep state swamp rat routine. And so Whitaker's next in line, and they're like, how are they going to let Whitaker take over? Well, how do you expect Whitaker to take over? He would take over because he's the next one in line. The same way in our government, if something happens to blinky blink, you know, we've got Nancy, whoever becomes the Speaker of the House is in line of succession to take over in the event of somebody, you know, getting killed, you know, above her. Or if it turns out to be Pelosi again, which many of us hope it is, because we need a whipping boy that's a girl. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here listening to KJRadio.com. I want to play the rest of that clip because I'm fascinated by how just insane that the appointment of Whitaker has made Chris Matthews. And then I want to go into some other stuff because it's got other people threatening Nadler. Is that his name? Democrat out of New York. He's upset about it.
Well, Democrats are certainly calling for his recusal.
Of course they're calling for that. Is so whiffy. Well, I don't know what the word is. Of course he's not going to recuse himself. He took the job not to recuse himself. They can. Why would they be calling for him to do it? He's now the acting attorney general. He doesn't have to listen to Democrats.
Well, they're going to have to make a choice. Are they going to call for the president's impeachment for this kind of move?
Do you think they will? Do you really think they will for picking the guy he wants as attorney general? That's impeachable.
We haven't seen that kind of message yet from the Democrats. In fact, the Democratic leadership is talking about possible deals with the president.
Okay, I'm going to go Liz Holtzman. I mean, I'm not saying anybody in the past is better than today, but I have never seen such wet liberalism. It's all wet and gooey. Gee whiz, please recuse yourself. How about using the power given to you by your office and stopping this? And he's picked his guy to take. He's not going to answer questions. Giuliani's working in the back room. Chris Christie wants to be the full-time attorney general. They're all in this together. They're not going to give it away. They got it.
Right.
And he lost 35 to 40 seats in the House. And he's still grabbing for power.
It's not an issue of weak liberalism. It's just weakness.
It's
just weakness because this is something that affects Republicans, Democrats, Independents. Are we a banana republic? Do we have a president of the United States who can stop investigations into himself, his family, his friends?
Well, when you got bananas for the opposition, you got a banana republic.
God, I got to tell you, that's what constitutes good quality journalism these days. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here. You're listening to KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. But it didn't stop there. No. Here's Nadler. He's threatening to shut the government down and what they're calling Protect Mueller.
I think the most important question this evening, which is you cannot force Whitaker to recuse. You can't force the president to remove him or announce a new attorney general. What can you do? What are you
going
to do?
We can do several things. We have already, the chairman of other relevant committees sent letters to a lot of people in the Justice Department demanding preservation of all relevant documents, destruction of those documents, and serving notice that destruction of those documents would be a crime, which it would be after that notice. We can urge, and we will, that the bill that I introduced that would protect the independence of special counsel that would say that he could only be dismissed for cause, that any refusal of his authority could only be for cause, that's been reported out of the Judiciary Committee in the Senate on a bipartisan basis, that be passed in the special in the lame duck session starting next week. We could insist that be a condition of passage of the remaining legislation to fund the government, which has to be done by December 7th.
So you're going to hold a hostage?
I wouldn't call it holding hostage, but I think the future of constitutional government is at stake here, and we must go a long way to make sure that the president is a president, not a king.
So I've been saying the Democrats for some time. By the way, welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. Be careful what you wish for. They're fighting for Mueller. They're fighting for Mueller. Go ahead, fight for him. Because let me tell you something. The danger is you put all those eggs in that basket. They did it in the midterms with all the various things that they've tried. Go ahead, keep at it. Keep at it. The one thing Donald Trump said that I continue to hang on to, and I suggest most of you do the same. He said, you know, I'm starting to understand this thing. He said, you know, if we ask him, what was the thing that surprised you the most in the presidency? He says, the viciousness in which D.C. will go at you. The viciousness. And let me tell you, Donald Trump is an adjuster. Because it would be like me. I'd say, really? Okay, I didn't realize that we were fighting this way. Well, as a fighter, I'll tell you, this is exactly how I enter the ring. I ask somebody, I go, so are we just doing a demo? What are we doing here? Yeah, man, Kevin, we're just going to move around. Okay, great. That means nobody's really going to kick hard, punch hard. We're just going to see if we can slip stuff in. That's what we call moving around. If you go to train with somebody who's going to fight, who's getting ready for a fight, let me give you some advice. Never do it. Because what they will tell you, if they're smart, is they will say, I'm training for a fight. You're in, you know, I'm not looking for somebody to move around with. I'm looking for somebody to see if my skill set is superior, and they are going to beat the dog out of you. So if you haven't been training and you go into the champ's camp and you say, hey, man, I didn't see you in a minute. You want to move around? He's going to tell you no. Unless he's trying to get even. So that's what Donald Trump, he went to D.C. saying, okay, I'm ready for this type of a fight. And his fight was, it was moving around. He thought he knew politics because he'd been dealing with governments his entire life. I'm talking about city governments, which is encapsulate big government. He dealt with countries where he wants to build buildings, and he's got to understand the tax law, all these different things. When he got into politics in America and became president, he's seen nothing like this, but he's got 2 years under his belt, and he's one of the shrewdest guys you've ever met. And I'm telling you, Democrats, be careful what you wish for. He warned them. He says, you keep pushing me, you keep threatening these investigations, and watch what happens. I'm understanding the rules, and I will use these rules against you. That's what I see. And I think Donald Trump is about had it. Anyway, wet liberalism is what Chris Matthews called it. Weak liberalism. And he's saying, Trump lost all these seats in government. We need to be going after him. We need to show some strength. Show your strength and watch what happens. Trump is not threatening. He will do what he says.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. Former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars.
To join the American Cannabis Summit, visit acs2018.com or text JOIN to 76280. Don't miss this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Text JOIN to 76280. Text JOIN to 76280 now.
Why is the black man black and the white man white? GodSaidManSaid.com. The Sons of God and Science admits a ghost species. The amazing power of going to church. GodSaidManSaid.com. Dinosaurs and man contemporaneously. You possess the world's greatest treasure. GodSaidManSaid.com. Sin Bones, St. Peter's Fish, hours of text and streaming audio. GodSaidManSaid.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
I want to thank the firefighters and FEMA and first responders for their incredible courage in the face of very grave danger. Yesterday I signed a disaster declaration for the state of California. We will do everything in our power to support and protect our fellow citizens in harm's way. And we say, I think as a group, I can tell you as a group, God bless everybody.
President Trump earlier today from the White House, now all told over 7,000 firefighters are still fighting those firefighters in more than 7,000 structures. have already been destroyed. Amazon will divide its new headquarters between Crystal City in Northern Virginia and Long Island City in Queens, New York. The split decision means each location can expect as many as 50,000 jobs and roughly a $5 billion investment. Some Democrats were not happy, though, with all the tax breaks Amazon received. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
RBG, Ruth Bader Ginsburg, broke three ribs. Imagine, folks, if Justice Clarence Thomas fell and broke three ribs. The left would be lighting crosses in his yard and hanging him in effigy at cocktail parties on both coasts. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. If Clarence Thomas broke three ribs, they'd be celebrating like it's 1999 playing Prince. Dun, 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 dun. I was dreaming when he broke them, and forgive me if I laugh too much. I mean, they would be celebrating this man breaking ribs, hoping for his death, his demise. But when Ginsburg falls and breaks three ribs, we're expected to, well, we wish her a speedy recovery. And I do. Here's to Justice Ginsburg's unlikely speedy recovery. I hope she gets well. I wish her no ill will. We may disagree politically, but I wish her no ill will. People care about that woman, her family, her friends. RBG. Wasn't he the quarterback of the Redskins? RBG, or was it RGB? I forget. Anyway, black dude. Anyway, Ruth Bader Ginsburg, she breaks three ribs. I'm not being flippant, by the way, when I say I wish her luck. I hope this injury causes her to rethink lifelong as a SCOTUS justice. And I hope she decides that what's left of her life is too short to be spent falling asleep on camera at State of the Union addresses and falling and breaking three ribs. It's like when Harry Reid's brother gave him a black eye. You know, it was time for Harry. I don't know why he did it, but it was time for Harry to step out. When Hillary Clinton almost fell and did a Louis into her limo, it was time for Hillary to give it up. But you know what? She can't. Too much power. Yeah. I hope this injury indeed makes Ruth Bader Ginsburg's family get to her and say, Grandma, great grandma, auntie, whatever, when are you going to give it up? Ginsburg is the oldest justice, I believe. She's like 140 something, isn't she? It's time to let go, Ruth. How many more State of the Unions can we watch this woman pass out at? She's bent over, and it reminds me of one of these movies. I can't remember if it was an old lady. She just bent over. One has to wonder if she goes catatonic when they're having these SCOTUS deliberations. Like, you know, all the justices are meeting. You know, yeah, they got them at the dais, and they're sitting there, and they're like, what do you think, Ruth? Ruth! Ruth! Ruth, you know, I believe, yes. I mean, I just imagine him waking her out of a stupor. I know narcoleptics who have a better attention span than Ruth Bader Ginsburg. But what about those three ribs? Breaking three ribs at the age of 140-something. Does anybody think that that injury is going to heal quickly at her age? Three broken ribs might as well be brain cancer. And here's the irony. If Ginsburg was not a SCOTUS justice, the Democrats might be discussing her as a potential candidate for president in 2020. Ginsburg Biden. She would actually make the ticket younger. Oh, man. You're listening to Kevin Jackson, folks. I'm poking a little fun at this subject because it's so important. This is a person who is ruling on our lives. And I don't know how you are with some of your older folks, the ones that can no longer get. My Aunt Mary is amazing. She's 104, will be 105 years old. God, unbelievable. And she's got her wits about her. But I do know she's not all there. Because she'll tell me the same stories. Now, it's not Alzheimer's per se, but she, you know, because she will give you new stories. She'll remember that you were there last year and things like this. But her mind is not what it was when she was 50. It's just not. And she's a beautiful woman, but I wouldn't want her deliberating on stuff. I'm just being honest with you. She's amazing. I met my aunt when she was 93 years old. I've known her 12 years. I'm talking about physically known her for 12 years. And in that 12-year span, I've watched her slowly creep down. It's just the way it is. I'm brilliant. But I won't be at 90. No, I'll still be. Yeah. Okay. Let's not go that far. Maybe at 113, I will start to lose something. But you get what I'm saying? You're going to lose it. It's just the way the body works. And that's why I play Sudokus. I stave it off as long as I can. But here's what I want to know. Why did she fall? Why did Ginsburg fall? A sudden fall like one Ginsburg took signals some sort of health issues. I'm not talking about dementia and all the other things that she would need to. She needs a brain to operate as a justice. She doesn't need a body. She could be Stephen Hawking going, rah, 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 for all I care, as long as she's able to deliberate. But there comes a point where it's done. I remember when my great-grandmother fell. She fell in our living room. And I don't remember why she was visiting. I guess she hadn't been there in a while. Maybe my grandmother said, bring mama up here, whatever. But she was in her 70s. And she was a lean woman, you know, like long limbs. And she fell down. And I just remember hearing, I had come home from school. She'd been down for a while. And I got home, and there she was, Big Mama, laying in the middle of the floor. And she was like, oh, Kevin, come help me. And so I'm doing everything I can to get her up. I can't move this woman. She is dense. She wasn't like a heavy woman, but she was dense. Couldn't move her. Eventually, I call my uncles who are her grandchildren, and one of them showed up, my Uncle Willie, and he got her up on her feet. And it didn't take much longer, but she died after that. She died within a year of that. Oh, well. And some people may think of it as a curse of the midterms because, you know, Donald Trump, we're going to have a blue wave. And so they were, you know, thinking this is going to happen, and it didn't happen. Donald Trump won the midterms despite losing the House based on cheating. And when you barely lose the House and you gain the Senate and defeat every black star on the planet from Oprah to Diddy, you won, period. And Trump skunked Obama 8-0. I know they're still looking at the stuff, you know, the numbers, but he skunked them. Everywhere Donald Trump came to protest to campaign, they protested and Donald Trump won. And I would say to Chris Rock, who's your daddy? Who's your daddy, Chris Rock? Remember Chris Rock? Obama's like the daddy of the nation. Anyway, back to Ginsburg. So she falls down. She breaks three ribs. And the only thing that would have been more fitting is if it had happened on election night. Because it would have been yet another sign from God that things have changed in America. But I asked earlier, what are the health issues? What makes you fall? I'm no doctor. But I have been on WebMD twice in the last 3 years. And in my recent research, I learned a few things that can make you fall. Things like muscle atrophy from aging. You just get old. Your muscles, you can't, your muscles don't fire like they did when you were younger. This happens, you know, when you're 140 something, you got no muscle, man. You got nothing but skin on bone. Loss of equilibrium due to viruses or other illness can cause an old fart to take a Louis, like old, you know, Hillary. But what was most surprising to learn on WebMD as to what can cause an old SCOTUS leftist to fall was this entry. The Trump effect. Yes. Looks like Democrats will have a short-lived celebration of their partial midterm victory because last time I checked, it's the Senate who confirms SCOTUS judges. And as we all know, Republicans firmly control the Senate. They will after the recounts and whatever else. They are in control. Now, think about the nonsense we went through, that the left put Trump through with Brett Kavanaugh. As I was thinking about what will happen when Ruth Bader Ginsburg dies, and we talked about this before. I said the left are going to lose it. But here's the problem. They put Kavanaugh through such crazy stuff. Donald Trump could nominate David Duke, and I think he'd get through with a 75-23 vote or something like that because they jumped the shark. They got it. You learn your lesson when you mess with Sasquatch, right? You know what I'm saying? So if I were betting, man, I'd put my money on Ginsburg's health going down fast after a fall like this because the human body isn't designed to last, you know, that long. And Ruth Bader Ginsburg, I'm just being honest, she's living on borrowed time. She's fared well for a person her age. I'm just saying. And I'm sure she has some faculty of her mind, you know, going into her 70s. But now it is time to retire of her own free will and not have God do it for her. The body tells us, folks, when the time is up. My grandfather, able-bodied until his 80s, last 2 years of his life, downhill fast. Come on, Ruth, think about
it. This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99 and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Folks, this is very important information. What's to be said about CBD? AncientLifeOil.com. Our CBD is made from hemp and has 0.003 THC, which means this wonderful product won't get you high, no matter what amount you take. What does CBD do for the body? My hands are tied. But you can Google CBD benefits and be astounded. When you're finished reading, you'll want to log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. And purchase. Life is good when you feel good. People are tired of pain. People are asking for non-GMO organic products to help them with, you fill in the blank. Legal in 49 states, and again, our CBD is made from hemp. Ancient Life Oil is about helping people, one by one by one. If you wonder how good the product is, the CEO takes it every day without miss. AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Have a great day.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
I mean, but I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
I was looking at this list of anti-Trump celebrities. This was in October of 2017. And, of course, the top of the list was Alec Baldwin. The next one was Meryl Streep. And the next one is a girl I don't know. I think she's married to John Legend. And anyway, here's what it says. These celebrities use their platform to criticize Trump's policies. As Donald Trump's inflammatory statements and dubious politics continue to polarize the nation, these 50 celebs use their platforms to speak out against Trump and his policies. I also saw a bumper sticker the other day. You may see these. It says, any sane human being or whatever, 2020. It was a bumper sticker saying, you know, anybody but Trump. And what's funny to me is Donald Trump shows the level of sanity that we haven't had in politics in decades. And the idiots believe him to be the insane one. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, who you're talking to. Well, who you're listening to. I'm the one doing the talking. Yeah, exactly. Anyway, yeah. So I'm just happy that we're here together to share some of the lunacy and to talk about these people that have no, they're of zero consequence. Jimmy Kimmel, for example. Here's what he said about Trump. He likes to have his name on things, buildings, vodka, you name it. At this point, he would sign anything if it meant getting rid of Obamacare. He'd sign copies of the Quran at Barnes & Noble's in Fallujah if it meant he could get rid of Obamacare. He doesn't know the difference between Medicare and Medicaid. He barely knows the difference between Melania and Ivanka. Yeah, that was, we were supposed to wait for the big laugh. Donald Trump's going to get rid of Obamacare because it's better for the nation. But Jimmy Kimmel, he's a comedian. Yeah, and at times he dabbles in politics. And so he knows more than Trump. Meryl Streep, you already know about her. This is a woman that hung around with one of the most lecherous pedophiles. He's a womanizer. He's a rapist. He's all of the things that they despise. And she's ready to give him awards. She's canonizing Harvey Weinstein in picture after picture with him. That she can't stand Donald Trump. There was one performance this year that stunned me. It sank its hooks in my heart. Not because it was good. There was nothing good about it. But it was effective. And it did its job. It made its intended audience laugh and show their teeth. It was the moment when the person asked, a person asking to sit in the most respected seat in our country imitated a disabled reporter. Someone he outranked in privilege, power, and the capacity to fight back. Funny, the Democrats who, I mean, let me tell you, you want to talk about mocking anybody and everybody? They pretend, oh, they care about the homeless, they care about the afflicted, right? They care about the autistic, and all these different people go to any of their outings, go to any of their events there, and watch what they do. Listen to them when they talk behind their back, the most backstabbing people on the planet. How dare them? Cher is number three. Never once did I dream there would be one through arrogance and ignorance who could change our world, who could lead the face of the world, who could change the face of the world. I know you can stop this because the power of the people is bigger than those a-holes that are there in Washington. Yeah, we tried. We tried to stop Obama. Unbelievable. That was at a rally. Here's Alec Baldwin. Everywhere he's gone, he's abused power and people who are less powerful than him. Says the guy who tried to beat up a dude in New York for, I don't know, for not liking his show, probably. You know, Alex's show's not doing that well. They moved it. Yeah, this is the girl I was talking about, Chrissy Teigen. And she's not even that good looking, man. I've actually been a Donald Trump hater for a long time. I've been trolling him for about 5 to 7 years now. I've been doing this forever, and I take pride in that. I can't believe that someone could actually do this all day, every day, and be president. As if anybody cares. George Clooney. It's become increasingly clear how in over his head he is and incapable this man is of being president of the United States. The good news is that our other institutions, meaning press, and finally judges and senators, have proven that the country works. There is a check and balance. Yeah, on Hollywood, talk about getting checked. I'm not even going to worry about reading any more of those because they're just boring to me. But here's what I will tell you. I say this to you, Hollywood. Pay attention. Listen up. Listen, it's Kevin Jackson of the Kevin Jackson Show speaking. KJRadio.com. 844-551-8255. Now pay attention. Don't make me have to slap you. Because I will. Okay. Nobody cares about you, Hollywood. Hollywood, in the entertainment industry, you really got to pay attention. A revolt is occurring. That's right. We don't care about you. And it's because you won't keep your fat, indulgent mouths shut. You were warned. We warned you. We remember the Dixie Chicks? If you do, you're probably, what, over 40? Because millennials don't really know the reference, but as Rolling Stone reported at the time, it's hard to overstate just how popular the Dixie Chicks were in 2003. They had three major label albums, Wide Open Spaces, Fly, and Home. They'd become America's top-selling female group of all time, writing the soundtrack for pretty much anyone who listened to country music during the turn of the 21st century. They could play, they could sing, they could speak their minds. What wasn't to love? During a European promo show for the group's 2003 Top of the World tour, Natalie Maines took a minute to address the crowd. It was less than 2 weeks before the invasion of Iraq, an anti-war protest had been breaking out across the globe. 1 month earlier, more than 3 million people had attended a protest in Rome, making it the largest anti-war rally in Houston. In Houston, in history. In history. The Dixie Chicks sympathized with the protesters. So this group of feminists attacked Bush for fighting against tyranny, a war that ultimately freed millions of Iraqi people, and things didn't go that well for the chicks. Yeah. But their contemporaries haven't learned anything. Thus, these Holly weirdos and other entertainers continue their assault on sanity, which is essentially an assault on you, President Trump, ergo conservatism. And apparently, as Kaepernick proved with the NFL, when it's not your money, who cares? Ratings, folks, for every award show tank year after year. Sales of their CDs are in the toilet. So much so that for a rapper to be successful, he's got to mention Trump. Michelle Obama, she's hawking a new book. You know what her book is about? How Donald Trump dissed me and made me mad and tried to get my daughters killed. And look at here, will you please buy my stupid book? Yeah, we didn't hear about what the advance on this particular book was. But you can bet if she says, I'm going to bash Trump, she got a little bit extra. Like these award shows, CD sales, NFL attendance, the midterms prove that Holly weirdos and other entertainers are meaningless to us. Then there's the reality of the midterms, the double zeros of Oprah and Obama that failed to pull racist, radical Democrats across the finish line. We're 8-0 where Trump went against either one of those two clowns, and the only way they can beat him or try to beat him right now is if they lie. If they cheat, if they steal elections. One story I read about Oprah said Oprah suffered an epic loss and possibly a deadly blow to rumors of her 2020 presidential bid. When Georgia gubernatorial candidate Stacey Adams lost to Republican Brian Kemp by nearly 2%. Think about all the money and the energy they put into that campaign. They got Oprah. They brought in Obama. They had millions and millions of dollars from Steyer and others, George Soros. They had people out canvassing. They had people out cheating, lying, and conniving in every possible way, and they lost. She would have been the first black governor of Georgia, a first black woman governor of Georgia, and the first black woman scoundrel Democrat of Georgia. Not the first Democrat scoundrel of Georgia. No, not at all. Trump trolled Oprah. He says, I do like Oprah. I do. Unfortunately, she didn't do the trick. Pop stars Rihanna, Common, Diddy Combs, and others who campaigned for Andrew Gillum, who would have been the first black governor of Florida, gone. DeSantis beat him. Megastar Taylor Swift, surprise support for Phil Bredesen out of Tennessee. He loses viciously bad to Marsha Blackburn. But they weren't the other only entertainment losers. Hollyweird promoted a telethon that promised callers they'd give them a call from a star if they would call in and pledge to vote Democrat. But people didn't even know who the stars were who were making the calls. They were like, call in and we'll have, you know, Joe Blow, Bungabini, you know, and they were like, who is that? You know, where's Burt Reynolds? Oh, he's dead. You know, where's Charlton Heston? You know, they didn't even recognize him. The message is clear, Hollywood. People don't know you. Who was it? They had a Wiz Khalifa. They had, I forget this guy's name. I see him. He was in a movie. They have him a lot. He's a big dude. Anyway, he was in this movie. Nobody knows him. These are their so-called stars. And, you know, so they're stars to the people that care about them, but we don't care about them. So here's the deal. We have work to do, but these clowns better change, or they're going to find themselves on Weinstein's casting couch begging for non-speaking roles. That's the way I see it.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.